Two Eureka affordable housing projects led by the Wiat tribe have numerous features for seniors and families, but parking issues figured prominently in a public meeting. The projects, slated for city parking lots at 6th and L Streets and 5th and D Streets, were up for public comment during the March 26th meeting held at Eureka City Hall with online participation. 52 units of affordable senior housing are planned for the 6th and L Street site, with studios, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom rental units. Monthly rents will range from $316 to $959, depending on tenant incomes. The 5th and D Street family-oriented project consists of 41 one-, two-, and three-bedroom units, with rents there ranging from $300 to $1,100. Each project will cost about $27 million to build. Both projects are on city parking lot sites, among several city lots being converted to affordable housing. Tribal members will be prioritized for tenancy, but the units will be available to others once tribal need is met. During a public comment session, Chris Larson, owner of North Coast Audio on 5th Street, said he supports the project there, but has concerns about its potential business impacts.
I am concerned as a business owner who relies on every single bit of parking we get to get. I mean, not going to lie, parking's a big issue. And I'm scared to death about what this project is going to do to my business. Again, I'm a supporter. We need housing in this town. But I don't feel like there's been anything to address businesses in this plan, and nothing I've seen. It's a beautiful building, by the way. Good job.
Laura Heron, an architect for the Kansas City, Missouri-based Travois Affordable Housing Consulting Firm, acknowledged the concern, saying, quote, "We've heard them and we'll see how we can incorporate some of your thoughts." A more detailed discussion on parking was had in this exchange between another business owner and Kristen Kenyon, Eureka's Director of Development Services on the 6th and L Street project.
I'm a small business owner downtown, and like other businesses in the area, I heavily rely on the 6th and L parking for my patrons. You say that you're going to have the kitchens open and serve the community, et cetera, but where are these people going to park? There's literally been no parking for all this time. We've been fighting for parking for years, and now that's going to be removed. And it looks like the 6th and L, what you were saying is that the city employees will have the ground floor of the structure, will accommodate 20 dedicated city vehicle parking spaces in a separate garage accessed by the alley. But why are we pushing away the people that shop down there, the people that actually work down there? It seems kind of tone deaf to say, hey, we know there's a parking issue, we've already gone over that, but we're going to ignore that and put up. What is the plan for that? Like, is there a way that the parking on the ground level could be increased to accommodate more parking spaces and be open for the public use? Because I don't understand where, like, the 6th and L, if you're going to have elderly people, are these people going to be, like, assessed if they have cars? And then if they have a car, they're not going to be living there because there's no parking for them? Or is it just going to be madness down in the city on 7th and 6th, where we're all looking for a place to park in front of people's houses?
We currently have no issue at City Hall finding parking within two blocks of City Hall. We've looked at parking utilization. We have a lot of underutilized parking. There are certain areas like around the courthouse where there's high utilization, but then there's spots within a few blocks of there that have empty spaces. So we've realized that we have more of a parking management issue than a parking supply issue in downtown and Old Town. And we have a multitude of strategies that we're working on to address that. For instance, we've now striped a lot of the street parking so that people park more efficiently. And we've hired a parking enforcement officer. We're working on the parking timings and parking metering and parking permitting for employees and residents to utilize the parking lots. We're also looking into a shuttle.
On the 5th and D family housing, someone questioned why the project isn't being sited closer to schools and got this answer from Kenyon.
Unfortunately, in California, the school districts aren't needing to think about where they're locating schools and whether they're locating them near jobs and services. So unfortunately, in California, a lot of times schools are not located where all of our jobs and services are located. And so I've heard the argument that like, oh, this isn't near schools, but if you locate things near schools, then they aren't necessarily located near jobs and services. So there's not an ideal location where you get all things in one spot, unfortunately, in Eureka, because the schools aren't as centrally located.
What's been described as a housing crisis is affecting many residents, but We Are Tribal Administrator Michelle Vassal said tribal members are exponentially affected. She said, quote, "Just imagine that as an indigenous person to this area, your people have been here since time immemorial, and you can't afford to live here anymore." The next benchmark for the projects will be reviews by the Eureka Design Review Committee. In Eureka, for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.